Okay, today's blot is Daf Yud Gimel. We're up to the fifth line from the top of the Umid, where the Mishnah, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Rabbi Hida Oimer Af Isha Acheres Maskinen Loi. We had in our Mishnah that the Tanna Kamma says that besides the Kohen Gadol, we also were Maskinen, we also prepared and set aside a substitute or replacement Kohen Gadol, just in case the first Kohen Gadol, if he gets a psul. And the Rashi HaKodesh said in the Mishnah, "Vusai sepsul, lemushal tumas keri." It's an andre mina tuma. If he becomes tumay, we need a replacement kohen gadol to do the avodah. The Yehuda says, not only do we set aside a replacement kohen gadol, we even set aside a replacement wife, a second wife.
What wife? What does that mean, wife?
We're going to talk about that in Gemara. Gemara is going to go through that in great, excruciating detail in Yetzer Shem. But the reason why we have an extra wife is because it says in the Pusik, V'chir perbadoi uviyad, beisoi, and beisoi zo ishtoi. Therefore, we have to make sure he has a wife. So what happens if chas v'shulim, chuli l'vachas, his wife were to pass away, so therefore we have to have a backup wife, Azoy Zuk to Yehuda in the Mishnah.
Yeah, but you call her wife. She was not an extra woman.
Gaba. Balt the Bezein in the Gemurah. You'll see the Gemurah is going to go through this in great detail. It balt Zayn Zanish Neveh. It Zayn Balt Gaba Zayn Zayn Balt Balt. Freit the Gemurah. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold Af Isha Cheres Maskin in Loi? Because I'm worried. Shema. Maybe the first wife will pass away. He has to have a backup wife. Rabbanan Nami Hochai Shu L'Shema. Don't the Rabbanan also agree to Shema? Shema that the first Kohen Gadol become Tamei, and we set aside a backup Kohen Gadol. Why don't they agree to Rabbi Yehuda that we set aside a backup wife? Amri lach Rabbanon, Tema Shchicha, Misa Loi Shchicha. That the Kohen Gadol should become Tamei, that's certainly a Dover Shchich. After all, throughout our lives, a person can become Tamei 100 times. But a person can only die once. And in fact, he doesn't even die during his lifetime. He dies after his lifetime is over. So therefore, during a lifetime, you can become Tomei 50 times, 100 times, 500 times. You can only die once. So therefore, Tomei is Shchiach. We have to set aside a Kohen Gadol, a backup. But you don't have to set aside a backup woman because hopefully she will live through Yom Kodesh. Yeah.
The kind of tummy that we're talking about, though, mm-hmm. is tummy mace, right?
No, we're not talking about tummy mace. In fact, we're not worried about tummy mace because that's why
that's
we make...
Why we're, not.
We're not worried about tummy mace. We're only worried about tummy mace. Rashi, the Mishnah says tummy carry.
Tummy share, it's other kind of
mace. Exactly. Tummy share is the mushal. Or tummy revival. Yeah.
Why don't you ask about whether the woman doesn't from a needle that also prevents him? What happens? She's a needle. So what's the second one?
They're still married. If they
The first one passes away.
Right.
The second one's a needle.
And therefore,
so the praying kids. So how could it be based on her?
They don't have to live with
it. How could he separate it from her?
On Yom Kodesh, they don't live together. We're just seeing that he has to be. When a person has wife becomes a needle, doesn't mean that she is an os wife. She just can't live together.
To get married. To get married, what do you call it? You say in the Beis HaMikdash, there's no shvus because it's a kinyan.
Right.
Not okay. Now, as far as a needle, you understand, why do you observe needle? Why do you, you know.
You're worried about a chuppas needle, he won't be able to marry her.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
But can't consume the marriage.
He can't consummate the marriage.
Consummate the marriage unless she's right for Bia.
Is Zogt sehr gut. Rabbi Cohen, let's wait another moment. Mitch, I'm going to address all of these issues. Anyway, Omru Lois, the Chachamim said back to Yehuda in the Mishnah, Im Kain Ein Ledover Soif. If you're going to start worrying about that his wife passed away, then perhaps you have to worry about that the backup wife will also pass away. And therefore you have to have now two backup wives. And in fact, maybe that second backup wife will also pass away. And you have to have three. And you do this up, then you know.
But also then you have to have many backup kahanim also.
The Gemara is going to ask. They say to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're worried about the wife is going to die, you should have to worry about that maybe the backup wife is going to die. Afraid to good. Even I, that I'm choishish lemisa, I'm only choishish to one misa. I'm not choishish for both misas. That one can die, that both of them are going to die. This is a chadova she'en a motzi mamish mamish, and therefore, azoi vait, I'm not choishish. Afraid to rabbonon. If you are concerned about Misa, once you're worried about possible death, then you have to worry about not only one, you have to worry about even two or more. And therefore, that's why they said in the Mishnah, Ein Ledover Saif. But Freit Timur, Rabbanan, Neimu Inu L'Nafshayu, why don't the Chachamim look at themselves in the mirror and ask the very same question? Meaning, what did the Chachamim say? We are Choshish for Tumma, but we're not Choshish more than one. Only the Kohen Gadol will become Tameh. He set aside one more. You, Rabbi Yehuda, that you're worried about Misa, not only should you be choishish for one Misa, that the first Mrs. Kohen Gadol will pass away, but maybe the second Mrs. Kohen Gadol, and maybe the third, and maybe the fourth. You have to be, if you're worried about one, you should be worried about two. Sifrei Dimora asked the Rabbanim themselves the same kasha. Once you're worried about one, why aren't you worried about two or three? Legabi Hilchois Tumah, not Legabi Misa, but Legabi Tumah. So it should say in the Mishnah that the Chum hold, you should be maskin and loy, a second Kohen Gadol, then a third, and a fourth, and a fifth, and a 20th. Because if you're choishish for one, why aren't you choishish for two or three? Amilach Rabbanan, to Rabbanan say, the emesin is we're really not choishish that the Kohen Gadol is going to become tame. Because Kohen Gadol, Zurizi, if we hold all Kehanim's reason name, it's a Chavada, the chief Kohen, the Kohen Gadol is a Chavada Zuriz. And therefore, the emesin, the Gemara is going to say, if that's the case, is Zurizi, Lom Maskin and Kohen Acher. What do you need even one Kohen for, as is Zuzachaza Zuriz? Every Gemara, Kimen Dovdin and Late Tzara. In other words, Me'ikah the Dina, I'm not really choishish that he's going to become Tamei. Because the Kohen Gadol knows that he's the only one in Klal Yisrael, that Gans Klal Yisrael is dependent and relying on him to do the Avodah. All the focus of everyone is on the Kohen Gadol. He's going to be extremely, extremely careful. So you don't really have to worry about it that I should be maskin le Kohen Achet. But to re-incentivize him and to really give him the Gans incentive, we say, you know what? Let's have a backup, and then the Kohen Gadol will double and triple and quadruple his efforts to make sure that he will be totally meticulous and scrupulous and never become Tamei. He'll be extremely careful. Aha, very good. Now, from this point in the Gemara until almost the end of the blot, the Gemara is going to go through many, many Talmudic acrobatics, mental acrobatics. And on the surface, some of them are going to be difficult to understand. And we'll see Mitchem shortly, the Rashi, that also points out that some of the Gemara's kashis l'choira are hard to understand. You'll see what I mean in a moment. It's going to be a very unusual Gemara that you usually don't come across. And we're going to address now the issues that both the Gaba and Rabbi Cohen were raising earlier. We said maskinen loy isha acheres. We set aside another woman. When does he marry that other woman that we set aside, in case, of course, the first wife were to die? When are we going to set her aside? When is he going to marry her? So let's see the Gemara. Frank the Gemara, yet. We ask now under Yehuda. Umisagile betakanta. It says, the Lashon HaMishnah was, Rabbi Yehuda says, af isha cheres maskinen loy. Sigmor borrows that term maskinen. The fact that we set aside an extra woman to be a new kala, a new wife for the Kohen Gadol, is that enough? Beisir achmona v'achla beisir. They're not married. So the fact that you go and set her aside and say, okay, just in case the first one, you're going to be the backup. Just heis nishka beisoy. And the whole reason why we're doing it is v'chipa bad the bad beisoy. Sigmor to kadishla ein nachanami. He's going to go and marry her pre Yom Kippur on Erev Yom Kippur mit gei machen a kiddushin. Frank Dimora v'kamadli konisla la beisahi, and to be called beisai zu ishtoi has taka be a beisai, and a beisai means that they're mamish married with knisa, meaning with nisuit. Is a bazoi just erusin alone is not enough. So Dimora de konisla ein achanami itaka has. Itaka is koinis, kedusha mit nisuin, mit sheva bruches, mit alis kibudim, and mit zebrech daglus, al tzezeh zeshai. Frank Dimar, if that's the case, imkein havale shnei batim, then he's going to be married to two women. V'rachmona omav chiva badoi uviyad beisoi, v'liyad be'ad shnei batim, only one wife and not two wives. Says Dimar, dohodim megarishla. You know what? After he marries her, he gives her a get. And then we're back to square one. Right, he only has one wife. And this wife he won't even be able to take back afterwards. She's a chagrusha. So I said, what's the off gintan? He married her, now you get. Yes, Rabbi Cohen.
I think I remember reading that he was up to say tonight. Kedushin.
Very good. Everything Gemara. Like the Rikh and the Megarish Lal tonight. Mamish like Rabbi Cohen says. If the Gvan Mitchum will Kayin Gudul, so you need to know this.
So it was the
We're not finished yet.
The condition, so there's no condition.
Exactly. Let's see the condition on condition on condition. Yeah. He goes and marries her full-fledged, and what happens after that? He gives her a get, mita tanai. What's it tanai? The Omer lo, harizei gitech amanashe temusi. This is a get on the condition that you should die. In other words, if you die, this should be a good get. If it's not, if you don't die, then it's not a get. So how does this help? Giving her a get al tanai she temusi. What is this all about? So let's look at the Rashi, and here the Rashi is going to address. Rabbi Yisrael, we're just at the beginning. You'll see there are going to be several other tanoim like this. You'll see in a moment.
It's very clear.
We just started. It's just the tip of the iceberg. Look on the fourth line of Rashi. Al menashe temusi zok to Rashi. Al menashe temusi biyoyim hakipurim chas v'sholem. We're talking to the second wife. Second wife, she's going to chas v'sholem die on Yom Kippur. V'emesa boi bayoyim, if she taka dies on Yom Kippur, nimtze get l'mafreya. So then the get will be chal pri, because he gives her the get on Erev Yom Kodesh, and he says to her at that time, if you die tomorrow, the get will be chal from now, from l'mafreya. And therefore, there will be os, husband and wife, already from Erev Yontif. Aha. And if that's the case, if she taka dies, and now the get is chal, you'll only have one bias. You won't have two batim. I'm sorry? No. Only the old one. Only the brand new wife. The brand new wife. The first wife is regular. The second one, you're saying that maybe both get a get, that Mitchell will have on the Amid base. We're not at that point yet. So far, we're only giving a get to the new wife. You can see that this was a very, very beloved wife. Real full marriage, Meshulam bias. 5 minutes after they got married, they get to Shana get. Anyway. It's also libid rebihidim. We don't pass it this way. So it says right to the Rashi. The meisa boy b'yom. If she were to die on Yom Kippur, nimtze get l'mafreya. The get will be chal the day before. The ein kan ela b'yisechad. We only have one bias now. Aha. V'im loy meisa. What happens if she doesn't die? V'im loy meisa hi. Umeisa chaverta. What happens if the first wife were to die? Nishara loy zois she ein ha get. So then the second one would remain as a wife, because the whole get was on the condition that she dies. Baruch Hashem, she didn't die. Baruch Hashem, the first one did die. And now he has the benefit of the second wife. You have Ba'yisachar V'loi Shnei Bat.
Then he has two wives, if she doesn't die.
No, that's Zuzuk Tukhrashi. The Imloi Mesahi, if wife she number two die. Does not die, or Mesahaverta, but wife number one does die, Nishara Loi Zois, and therefore he's left with the second one.
Neither dies.
That's the Gemara's Kashi. That's the Gemara's going to ask. See, if you go, just put one figure here in the Rashi, look at the next Gemara. Maybe both of them won't die, Vavishnei Bat. Right, so now, Lechoyra, all of this. So Rav Pinchas asks a very obvious, I don't want to say it's an obvious question, but it's a good question. You're saying, if the second wife dies, the get will be Chalama Freya, O's wife, but we still have the first one left. If she doesn't die, so there won't be a get, maybe the first one will die. If the first one will die, if I only have now a second wife and everything is fine. But of course the obvious question is, what happens if neither one dies? After all, Misalishchicha, first one doesn't die, the second one doesn't die, and then you have Shnei Batim. And so therefore, what's the teretz to that? So the Gemara asks this kasha. But it's such an obvious question, what's the whole Gemara's Eicha Tzimtzum? The truth of the matter is, what does the Gemara hope to accomplish by giving her get Amanasha Tzimusi? If she's going to go and die, it's anyway there's only going to be one bias left. So go and make it a get, Michal Amafrei. What's the benefit of having the get?
Of the Korban Bado, what if she doesn't die till the afternoon?
Okay, so that's Toysis Teretz. Toysis asks your kasha, Toysis gives that teretz. Amanasha Tamusi, see the first Toysis on the bottom? Amanasha Tamusi. Have a matel mifrach and kena mai megarishla. If it's all on the condition that you're going to go and die, so don't give a get and she's going to die and finish. What's the purpose in giving the get? Yesh loy me'ikalameim Amanasha Tamusi bepal gir avoide. In case she dies in the middle of the avoide. Hilkach megarisha, dolei lehevi ara hisha tishnei bat. We'll talk about that a little bit more in the Gemara, but your teretz is a price. Anyway, but this is such an obvious l'choira kasha that if he gives her a get, Amanasha Tamusi, and she doesn't die, and the first one doesn't die, Vaiti is stuck with two batim, and that's the Gemara's kasha. Zok Yetzir Rashi. Now this is the important Rashi for the whole sugya. V'chol sugya zois ein tirutzin sheba yichoyin lamoy. Each one of the pshatim and each one of the tziurim, the ukimtis of the Gemara, none of them really can stand, because each one is mufrach mitoicha. The whole basis doesn't work. Each one of them you can ask many, many kashas for another zayin. Ve'einoi elo ki melamdem oisonu. Shem toimar kein yesh lahashav kein. When there's a pilpul in this medish, and each one comes up with another idea. Efshikim azong azek. Nah, mikenish. Efshikim azong azek. No, this kim ochnish. Everybody tries to give a teretz, but we immediately knock him down and say that it's no good. Ve'ein emeshav kol tshuvais yesh lahashav. On each one of the tziyurim, the ukimtis that the Gemara is going to ask or give, we could ask a whole bunch of questions, but we don't bother. Each time he just pushes him away with a kasha or two, until we come to the final shot at the end of the sugya. But anyway, but at this point, the Gemara is going to ask, this is just one out of many ukimtis, as we are going to see in the Gemara.
It was called Le Popula Baalma.
Le Popula Baalma. Otazai. Wuzuk de Gabra. Yavada. Zwei Sachen.
Isn't it true that at that time people married not normally two or three wives?
No. It wasn't the normal thing.
The normal thing was,
you hardly see a man who's married to two wives. Everyone had one wife. It's not true. Most people only had one wife. It's rare.
Anyway, bottom line, I don't know whether they had more than one. You were allowed to, for sure. You were allowed to have.
I'm talking
times of the Smigdish.
Smigdish was right before the Tanakh.
We just learned that it says that it brings jealousy.
Very rich in
it. It's frowned upon.
It doesn't mean only bad business. If somebody, personally, if somebody had two wives and children, basically everybody was included.
Bottom line is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara holds, a Kohen Gadol was not allowed to have more than one wife on Yom Kippur. Because if he had more than one wife on Yom Kippur, it had Beisai v'lo shnei batim.
So you're arguing, you're saying Beisai means 10 wives.
Right.
That's how happy
he was. This is his household.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, I'll the mask. Before we continue, the Gemara, l'choyra, why do we have to come to all of these mental acrobatics? L'choyra, why don't you just simply have, like the Gemara said before, like we understood Pushup Shat in the Mishnah. We set aside a separate wife, a separate woman, and then if Chul Lila B'chas, the first one, dies sometime during the day on Yom Kippur, we give the tragic news to the Kohen Gadol, but we tell the Kohen Gadol, good news, the Shatchan already brought a new one, a replacement, and go and get married right now. Shnell, let's go and get married, and now he'll have a second bias. He'll have his bias. As the Emerson, the Yerushalmi says that's the way you're supposed to do it. The Yerushalmi says you don't have to go and marry the day before. If Kulila V'chas, the first Kohen Gadol's wife, the Mrs. Kohen Gadol, passes away, you go make chasana on the day itself.
There's a shvus, but that's
slowly. Yes, Gabba.
An oinen can do that.
We're going to talk about oinen short. We're about ungiven today.
Wait a second. What if the Kohen dies on Yom Kippur? He can't consummate it on Yom Kippur.
If the Kohen dies, then there's nothing to talk about.
No.
No problem. But that's why maskin like Kohen Acher. That's Kuli Almoy that we have a second Kohen.
Doesn't say.
Yeah. Anyway, if the Mrs. Kohen passes away, why don't we just allow the Kohen Gadol to go and marry the new Mrs. Kohen Gadol? So the Emerson Toises here in the Amid Breis brings it. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Yerushalmi says he should go and marry her on Yontif itself. I said, "Doch da Gemara Mesechtes Beya," which we're going to learn shortly. The Gemara says Mesechtes Beya that one's not allowed to meet Tam Shvus midrabbanan. One shouldn't make a kinyan either on Shabbos or on Yontif. A person shouldn't get married on Shabbos or Yontif.
Shvus v'Migdash.
And therefore he would be allowed to go and get married. Aye, so how come our Bavli doesn't learn that? Because you remember we've had a number of times in Bavli that even though there's a rule of Ein Shvus v'Migdash, that doesn't mean that the whole Bais HaMikdash was a moratorium on all Gzeiros D'Rabbanan. In other words, I want to be Oiver Nisus D'Rabbanan, I've got a good idea. Let me go to Bais HaMikdash, now I can be Oiver Al D'Rabbanan, because Ein Shvus
v'Migdash.
It's got to be a Shvus v'Migdash that you need for the Kabbanas, for the Hilchos Migdash.
You don't need this for the Kabbanas, you need Bais HaMikdash.
So that's why Yerushalmi holds Taki, yeah. But Bavli apparently holds it's not. That's only an indirect. That's a grumma. It's not the kabbanis itself. We're not talking about a problem in a carbon. We're talking about the pre, right? Anyway, That was the machlekes Rashi. Yeah.
Sure. And then that, during the fight, he's in
a
kachikachim.
No.
She died just then.
Yeah.
So he can't marry at that moment.
Okay, so the Ritva Zukra Mendel says. The Ritva says, not like Toysviz, but that the reason why we cannot allow him to wait to marry her on Yom Kippur itself, what happens is he's in the middle of Lemushal Dektoides. He can't say, go and drop Dektoides, drop everything, come on, Schnell. And therefore, he's in the middle of that avoida.
So
we don't. Where's the beis during that avoida? So therefore, alster master, because he might be in the middle, smack in the middle of an avoida, and he can't go and stop.
And then he makes the vidu there.
Ah, right? Exactly right. Anyway, so it's machloik is what the svara is. But Yishalmi the Meiser says, just wait. If Chas V'Shalom it happens, then he'll marry it on Yom Kippur. But you don't have to worry about it.
I understand. What is he dropping what he doesn't do to be Mekadosh her?
Right.
How? He has to be separated from her anyways. He can't be.
No, but why does he separate?
He can't live with her, but we can go to Mekadosh her. So you're saying because it says consummation. Zeitzchus Yishalmi holds you don't have to consummate on him in the for purpose of Beisai. It's enough to be an Arusa. It doesn't have to be an Arusa.
No, even if it's
anyway,
a
chuppah. It's a longer choice.
It's not definitely.
Chuppah without beer. But it can also say. You can have chuppah without beer.
I think the Rambam passions that you have to be able to consummate the marriage in order to be a valid marriage.
Exactly. So you're saying if you can't consummate in Yom Kippur, you have Rapinchus Zeteres, you have a chuppah without beer.
It's not chesaron in the chuppah, it's a chesaron in this mechushes man.
All right. Let's learn the Gemara. Yeshiva, they learned this blood for like a month. Because
that's what Rashi said. There's no end.
They don't
want
you anyway.
They never looked at this.
Yes, Gabba, what's up there? They never got to your gimel. Even if they did, they never got to your gimel. They only got to your base. Yeah.
By giving some money.
Yeah. But the question is, Gemara said before, base, it's got to be a full-fledged base, mit nisuin. That was Yimur's kasha before. Okay, anyway, we get back.
So let's get to learning.
Okay, so anyway, bottom line is Nochemul. How is he going to have a second wife? He's Mekadisher, and he has Nisuin pre-Yom Kippur, and he gives her a get pre-Yom Kippur, and the get he gives Al-Tanai. What's the Tanai? The first wide line, the Omel HaZegitach Al-Manash Shet Tomusi. That you are going to pass away. And like Rashi said, if she's going to pass away, then the get will be Chal Os wife. I still have the remaining first wife. So it's a bad base, so only one bias, no problem. What happens if she does not die? Baruch Hashem. Neither the first wife died, neither the second wife died, and we'll have two batim left. Yimori says, you're right. So forget about that. So rather, he gives her a get, and he says, on the condition that you're not going to die. So, Eloi Misa Migrishala. If she didn't die, then the get is Chal. Good. So then she's Os. The Imisa, and if she does die, Hakai Mahach. Then you have the other one. So let's analyze this again.
What do you need a get for if she dies?
That's the kasha of the previous one also. As Agita Chamanasha Tumusi, what do you need get for if you're going to die? So Toys is a right? So in case in the middle of the avoid. We'll get back to it. Anyway, Nachmo. He says to her, as Agita, this is your get, Almanas, on the condition that you don't die. That you don't die. So therefore, Eloi Misa, if she did not die, the Migrishallah, then the get was a good get. And therefore, he only has the first wife. The Imisa, and if she does die, and therefore the get is not Chal Hokai Mahach. Then you have the other one. In other words, if the second one dies, the get is not Chal, but who cares about the get? She's dead. Once she's dead, there's no more second wife. But we do have a first wife. Hokai Mahach, so we have the first wife. Shulchay is a good to eight, sir. The Dilma Hila Misa, Bahavli Gita Dahai Gita, Umaisa Chaverta, become label bias. Maybe she's not gonna die. And since she's not gonna die, the get was Amanas that she doesn't die. Bahavli Gita and the get will be Chal. The Gita Dahai will be Gita. Maybe the first one will die. That's after all the whole reason why he's marrying the second one in the first place, because he's afraid the first one's gonna die. So maybe Taka, the first one will also die. Umaisa Chaverta, become label bias. So now he won't have the first one because she died. The second one won't die, but he gave her a get that she shouldn't die. So the get will be Chal. So therefore, you get from one, Alman from the other, and you'll have nothing. You'll have neither one.
Why isn't that the Tanai connecting wife one with wife two?
That's the next Gemara's Teretz. But the Val, we see that this Ukimta doesn't work. On the condition that one of you should die. Uh-huh. So now, how does this work now? So, Misaha Kaimahach. if the first wife, in other words, the one that he gave her the get to, if she were to go and die, kaimach, and then the other one, meaning the real wife, the first wife, remains. Misahach, if the other one dies, hokaimaha, then this one will be around. Now let's see if that works. Let's see if that works. Nochmal. Amanasha Thomas Achas Mikem. This should be a get on the condition that one of you dies. Okay, so if the one he gave the get to dies, so then it is a good get, because it was a get, Amanasha Thomas. So it was a good get. Since it was a good get, she's out of the picture. The other one that's remaining, Baruch Hashem, is alive and kicking. So he has one bias, one. What happens if it's the other way around? What happens if Misahach, if the first one dies, meaning the real wife dies, so then the get will be chal, because the get was amanas shetomus achas mikem.
He has no wife.
So he has no wife at all. And the Gemara says, misahach hokai maha. It's not true, hokai maha. Then he doesn't have any wife, because the get was amanas shetomus achas mikem. And since one of them died, meaning the real wife died, so then the first wife, then the second wife that got the get, it will be chal, because it's almanasha tomus, and the condition was fulfilled. So it will be a good get. So then there is not, so the Gemara, when it says, now, hakai maha, the choyde doesn't work, the choyde Gemara doesn't stip. Apella, Rashi, and Toys don't talk about it, but Reb Simcha be desoy, and back of the Gemara says, this whole Gemara doesn't make sense. And therefore he says, v'loy garsina, and we take out this whole line, and therefore we go right.
That's what Simcha said.
Sorry? What Rashi was saying before on each of the Gemara's kashas, the Ukimta on the surface works, but I have a kash on the Ukimta. Here the Ukimta doesn't even work. The Gemara is saying, I have an Eitzah. And therefore, Misaha, if the second one dies, is Kaimahach. So then the first one remains, I have one bias. Fakir, to Misahach, if the first one dies, then a Kaimahach. But it's not true. Even though the second one is still alive, but the second one is no longer the wife. This is Reb Simcha Midesoy, or people say from Dessau. Dessau, right? Dessau, Gabar Vigren Dessau. Reb Eichen Ungarn?
Yeah.
In Deutschland. In Dessau. In Ungarn, in Deutschland. Dessau. Dessau. D-E-S-S-A-U. Mr. Meir, when is she raised?
They call her Moshe Dessau.
Yeah,
the Moshe. That's the Moshe Mendelssohn.
Yeah, that's an Andre.
In Deutschland.
Okay. We happen to Reb Simcha. Oh, Amanasha Thomas Achaz Mikem Misahach Hakai Mahach Misahach Hakai Mahach Nisha Betzidai Zet Temua. I don't understand, says Reb Simcha. Tibishloime im Misa Balas Get. If the one that received the get dies, Kai Mahach Loi Girish. So then the first one that didn't get the get, Baruch Hashem, she's alive, and therefore we have one bias. Ava Misahach the Loi Girish. But if the first one dies, the one that he didn't give the get, Loi Kaima Nami Balas Get. So then the Balas Get also is not Kaima. Why? Because
Because
since one of the two died, the Get was Chal, and so therefore he's Megurish from wife number two, and he's an Alman from wife number one. Al Korcha nearly the Loi Gosin Losh and Zebi Gemara. So Reb Simcha Lechoyra, Dushtim Nishtigan Zechajman, and Lechoyra we should take it out. Anyway. Okay, Rashi has, there are different gesuas in the Gemara, so they discuss them got to put on their gesa. Otherwise, it's such an often akashim. Okay, but anyway, that's what the Gemara wanted to say, azam in hechatimsa. But the whole premise of this condition is that one of them will die. Maybe neither one of them will die. Baruch Hashem, each one of them, arichas yom v'shanim, they all lived until Yud Aleph Tishrei. So since they both lived, then the get was not chal. The get was only b'tanai that somebody dies. Baruch Hashem, nobody died. So therefore the get was not chal. So we're back to square one. They have now shnei batim. V'oit, ki haigavna mi havigita. Any time that you tie the get to the duration of a person's lifetime, that in itself is not a kosher get. Because we learned in Masechtas Gittin that since it says in the Torah, V'nosan law sefer krisus, the kosher law sefer krisus, it's got to be dover ha-koyreis beinoy lebeino. What does that mean? That there are no strings attached. Now, every tonight is always a string attached, but it's a type of string that can easily be severed over at least some period of time, as long as she still remains alive after that string is finally severed. But if the string attached is attached to her throughout her lifetime until she dies, then there was never a final severance between husband and wife. The get was never 100% chal. As the Gemara explains, so if Gemara hoyd ki agavnu yavigit v'omer rova, har zekitach amanash loy tishti yayin, ko yemei chayai, or chayechi ein ze krisis.
Control her forever.
However, koyime chayi ployni har ze krisis. If you're tying it in chayi ployni, as long as Mr. John Smith is going to go and live, then that's a krisis. Why is there a krisis? Because although it's taka true that John Smith may live longer than either the husband or the wife, but he also may live shorter than one or the other. That being the case, after he dies, and after nuchtal gan selavai mit the husband mit the shiva, they will still be married, husband and wife, and now the get will finally be chal, because it was through Yimei Chayi Ployni. So therefore it's a dover akodis bein el benoah. This string can eventually be severed. However, if he says to her, it's as long as if you're going to drink for the rest of your life, this get will not be chal. So that means for the rest of her life, if she drinks 1 second, then the whole get falls away. So until her final moment of living in this world, she's still connected to her husband. 1 second, 1 second. And so therefore, that's called a string attached. It's not a double curse, and therefore it's not a priestess. So here too, getting back to our case, if we're saying that it's amanas, the get will only be chal once you die, Rebbetzin. So therefore, the get will only be chal after her lifetime, which means for the rest of her life, which may only be another hour, another 5 hours, or if another 50 years. One second, Gabba. During that period of time, the get is not chal yet, so the get is still hanging and still attached to her and to him until the final moment. Therefore, it's not called the dover akoyis beinoy lebeinah. And therefore, this whole hechatim to lechayra doesn't work. Kaba ein sekunde Barry will pray. Yes, Barry. Kaba first. Yes, Kaba.
Isn't it true that men, when there was a war,
yeah,
before they went out to the war, they gave to their wife?
They gave the get a wife, correct.
Is that right?
Yeah. Al tonight, you're 100%. No problem.
So this is it, no?
How was this get?
They said me'achshav.
They said me'achshav, and he said it about himself.
It's a short time, the war. War was going to go for 20 years.
Yeah, but it's
all, back a certain time.
The major concern is about attaching it to her. That if it's attached to her lifetime, we say that if she's going to drink for the rest of her life, at any time, the rest of her life, then the get falls away. Obviously, he wants her to be sober. She shouldn't be addicted to whatever drink she is drinking. Therefore, if he's going to go and say, as long as you don't drink, then the get will be a get. But maybe she will drink, and we'll only know that finally at the time when she expires, when she passes away. So therefore, the rest of her life, she is stuck with him, and therefore the get is not a curse. Yeah, Vazokte.
Yeah, I was
puzzled. Yeah?
Similar. I mean, in all these cases in Gittin, it's always me'achshav.
Right.
Me'achshav. So what's the problem? If he's giving her a get from Erev Yom Kippur,
yes,
which is effective as of Erev Yom Kippur,
right,
they were divorced from Erev Yom Kippur into Yom Kippur.
Only if the Kadeshin is met.
If one of them dies. See, I understand the Gemara's question now about it terminating at the end of her life. All these conditional gets were always me'achshav, were always retroactive to some point.
Yeah, you could have a tanai me'achshav. You don't have to have a tanai me'achshav. But if you had a tanai me'achshav, it's typically the type of condition that can be fulfilled. The normal condition the Gemara always gives, the classic condition is, Amanashit should tell me that you go and pay me $200. So if you pay me $200 a week from now and a month from now, it'd be chal me'ach, it'd be chal l'mafreya. But that's something that can be done during her lifetime. But going and saying, as long as you're going to stop drinking for the rest of your life, since until the final moment of her breaths, at the age of 120, she might at the last moment go and still take a drink. So the entire lifetime, I don't know if you'll have a final Dabra Kodesh Beinu Lubeina. Yes, Gabba.
So in case I'm not coming back,
right,
then but he can come back from time. There is no limit when somebody cannot come back.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mitchum, Mesachta. Gabi, afraid, get Mitchum, Mesachta, get in Balta, Medukka, in the Allah conditions, the Allah Zain, Mitchum, Chof, Mitchum, Allah Tzrikimen. Yeah. What's Rabbi Yonah?
How come we wouldn't just say Amanas that she survives, you know, the first wife survives Yom Kippur? And if she, at the end of Yom Kippur, you make Avdola and she's still alive, then
thank you,
Mafreya.
So that's the next Gemara is Hechatimsa. That's the next Chikli
Mar. Another question.
Yeah.
Why are we making all these Tanaim only on the get? Why
right.
don't we make a Tanaim on the...
On the Kiddushin?
Yeah.
And that was bothering me too. Maybe that wouldn't be considered to be a full-fledged bias. If the whole Kiddushin is Chal based on Mita condition, so he's not really based, because the whole thing will be uprooted l'mafreya, it will never marry. So maybe you have to have an absolute wife, a full-fledged base. So the only question will be whether the get will be Chal. I think so.
Absolutely,
but it's
a metaphor of the Gemara.
But even though
anyway,
it's not
beginning,
but whatever.
Yeah, it's 3 lines from the bottom. Now we're going to have Rabbi Yoina's Hechatimta, Eladi Omalot. He says to the second wife, Rabbi, you see how geshmak it is. The second wife, he says to her, "Har is a gitach amanas shaloi Thomas chaver tech." It's a get on the condition that the first one should not die. And Emerson, if you think about it, this is the most reasonable of all of these hechatimtes. Because what's the whole reason why we're maskin and loy isha cheres? According to Rabbi Yehuda, in case the first one were going to die,
and therefore in condition with the first.
Exactly. So we have, in case the first has shown the first one dies, so we have to have a backup wife. But what happens if the first one lives? Then we don't need the backup wife. So therefore, we give a get to the second wife, and we say that if the first one lives, we don't need you. Since we don't need you, this get will be chal almanas shaloi tomus the isha rishona. If the first one does not die, you'll be geget and you're out of the picture. I didn't need you to start off with. Just this vayta chashash, maybe the first one will die. Baruch Hashem, she didn't die, so you're not wife. You're geget. You have a good
shiur. Like
what do you mean after Yom Kippur?
He needs wife Yom Kippur.
That's for sure.
So I this is the get. It's chal ad asha.
And what do you hope to gain by that?
Oh, because manushach. We don't care. We don't want this get to be chal if, let's say, she passes away. Matzah Yom Kippur.
Right.
Then we want them to be married. The only problem is Yom Kippur. You should have a bias.
Right.
So once Yom Kippur is over, we don't care anymore. So, in other words,
you're saying that the get should be chal Matzah Yom Kippur.
Add the tnai.
Add the tnai.
Add Matzah Yom Kippur.
I know, so what
she should live. That's not married.
No, I want to understand.
Exactly.
Do you mean that the chalois of the get should happen Matzah Yom Kippur, or that
no.
She should die Matzah Yom Kippur?
No, the chalois of the get would happen now.
The chalois of the get is Lamafreya from Erev Yom Kippur. And who's going to die? The first one will die on Matzah Yom Kippur? Why is that better, Matzah Yom Kippur, than on Yom Kippur?
If she survives.
If the wife number one survives throughout
the entire Yom Kippur, yeah.
So he's just saying the tonight is Ad Matzah Yom Kippur. If she's still alive at Matzah Yom Kippur,
then the get should be Chal Mafreya. Let's see how the Gemara is going to address your question. The Gemara is going to say similar to what you're saying.
You don't need to just go give her a get afterwards.
After Yom Kippur?
Yeah.
But then what happens if both of them live? Then the Yishnei Batim. That means in the entire Yom Kippur he had two Batim. We say he can't have two Batim. So we got to have this tension between having one, but not having two, and not having zero. Yes, Gabriel.
The whole thing is superfluous.
Why superfluous? Why?
That is the second Kohen Gadol.
Hopefully the first Kohen Gadol is alive. We're just worried about the Mrs. Kohen Gadol.
But you don't need this whole thing. Anything is upset or a problem. With
yeah, the first Kohen Gadol. She masalik the first Kohen Gadol, then the second Kohen Gadol.
It's
the son.
Right. Okay. By the second wife, just you already have a substitute Kohen Gadol.
Okay. Anyway, let's go back to the Gemara. So Eldi Amala,
Har
is a gitach. The boy says gishmak, but you see, this is going to go until 12 o'clock. Eldi Amala, Har is a gitach. Manashel loyta mischaver teich. On the condition that the second one will, which means the first one should not die. It's a difference. So now the Gemara explains. Eloi misa chaverta. If the first one does not die, and Baruch Hashem she lives, then migusha. Then the second one, the one that gets the get. She will be divorced, and oh, she's out of the picture. Then he says, and if the first one does die, so then the get on the second one will not be chal, okay, maha. So then there we have the backup wife. In other words, Manavshah. If the first wife dies, let's start the other way around. He gave a get to wife number two on the condition that wife number one does not die. Shaloi Thomas. Baruch Hashem, she does not die. Since she doesn't die, we fulfill the condition. And therefore the get was fulfilled, was a good get. And therefore the second wife was not married, Lamafreya. He only has one bias, wife number one. Rabbi Yehuda's chashash, maybe the first one will die. Fine. If she dies, then the get was not chal. Because the get was only on the condition that she does not die. But if she dies, the get was not chal, and therefore he has the benefit of wife number two. That the second one should not die. So if the second one does not die, then the first, meaning the one that got the get, becomes a gerusha, she's migureshes, she's out. We only have one. The second wife. And if the first wife, the real wife, dies, hakai maha. So then the get was not chal, and therefore wife number two
is married.
So Baruch Hashem have a good wife, so it works very well. But says the Gemara, and now the Gemara is borrowing from the Tosafot we had before. What may happen is, what happens if until 12 o'clock on Yom Kippur, both Baruch Hashem, the Kohen Gadol is alive and kicking, and the two wives alive and kicking, everything is there, fine. So, at that point, don't we have a Shnei Batim problem? No. Because since the get is amanas shloi tomus chavetach, since the wife number one did not die, so therefore the get is chal on wife number two, so he only had one bias. But the problem is, what happens if wife number one dies at 12 o'clock midday? So what's going to happen now? That means that l'mafreya, since she did die, then the get was not chal at the Erev Yom Kippur. Why wasn't it chal? Because the get was amanas shaloi tamus. But the maaseh, she died. Since she died, the get was not mekuyim. So therefore, from 6 o'clock in the morning until 12 o'clock midday, the Kohen Gadol was doing avodah mitzvah batim. He had two wives. Why do you have two wives? Because number one, the wife number one is still alive, Baruch Hashem. And the two wives, yeah. Don't be upset, Jules. It'll work out at the end. He had two wives.
He's a divorce lawyer.
He's not. He's a securities lawyer. But it's okay.
He used to be.
All right. Anyway, let me get right there. And as far as wife number two that got the get, since the get was amanas shaloi tamus, so we assumed all along until 12 o'clock that wife number two is nishka wife, because she was migureshes, because the first one is Baruch Hashem alive and kicking, so we only had one wife. But at 12 o'clock, when wife number one, Nebuch, went into cardiac arrest, and Nebuch, she passed away. She was so tzufidin with the avodah done by the Kohen Gadol, she said, oh, my husband, Nebuch, she passed away. So what happens from that point on? It turns out that in the morning, the first wife was not migureshes, because the whole get was almanas that she shouldn't die. But lamaisa, she did die, and so therefore the get was not chal. The get wasn't chal. So then for the last 6 hours on Yom Kippur morning, he's been married to two wives. Just like Jules was saying, two wives. So now we see l'mafreya that get was never a good get. So all the avoidas he did in the morning with two batim. Oh, so I have a new hechatimsa. Ela di omalo hariz a gitach amanas shetomis chavetach. He gives a get to wife number two on the condition that wife number one will die. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then what is that better? So if the first wife is going to go and die, then the get of number two will be a good get. So Frank Timara, that doesn't help. Beautiful. That as a result of this tonight, if you're going to go and say that the get on number two will only be chal if number one dies, what happens if number one dies? The get will be chal, so he doesn't have number one because she died. He doesn't have wife number two, he have a get. See, mamish, he becomes an almon and a gorish. Mamish, get to the other boy and kecha. They both happen at the same time.
What's the logic?
So this logic doesn't work either. So that doesn't work.
It's the same line that you said earlier that we weren't gorish, right?
Yeah, but here the Gemara itself explained that it doesn't work. There the Gemara assumed it was good. The Gemara said, kai mahach. It's not right. The whole lumdus doesn't work. And that's why the Simcha had to pull it out. Here the Gemara says it doesn't work. If the Gemara would have said on the Amud Aleph, it wouldn't be a problem. But the Gemara doesn't address it. This mashup is funny. Okay, anyway, getting back to the Gemara. Zog the Gemara Vayit Elod Megash L'Tervai. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Now we're not just talking about giving a get to wife number two. We're giving a get to both wives. Megash L'Tervai. Now, each one, of course, had their own individual conditions. L'choda amala, to wife number two, he says, harizagitech amanas shaloi tomes chavetech. I'm giving you a get on the condition that your chaveta doesn't die. Remember, that was the hechatimtza that we had before, but that would be a problem because what happens if she dies in the middle of the day? So we give that other wife also a get. And ulechoda amala harizagitech amanas shaloi tikonsi lebeis haknesses. This should be a get on the condition that you don't go into shul. Now, why does the Gemara come up with such a funny hechatimta? You shouldn't come into shul. It's, I think, not because of this ukimta, because of the next ukimta, where that will be crucial to the teretz of the Gemara. So this is, it seems to me, just borrowing from the next Gemara as you'll see in a moment. It'll become a little bit clearer when we get to the next two kipta. But Lamaisa, he gave two gittin. To wife number one, he said that if to wife number two, he said, if wife number one does not die, then this get will be a good get. Aha. Okay, so what happens if Shitaka doesn't die? Hopefully she won't die. Second one, it's a good get. She's out of the picture. But then we have the first wife, the one that didn't die. It's got to be menashali to come to. She should not go into shul. As long as she doesn't go into shul, then the get is a good get. I don't understand what you've accomplished. Maybe both conditions will be fulfilled. The condition by wife number two was that the get will work on the condition that the first one doesn't die. Baruch Hashem, she didn't die. No Levaya, no Hespin, no Chaver Kadisha, she didn't die. So therefore, wife number two, the get was effective, no longer wife. On wife number one, he says, it's a get, amanas, don't go into shul. If you don't go into shul, it's a good get. She didn't go into shul, she didn't say Yiskar, she said Yiskar at home, maybe her parents still alive, whatever. Bottom line, she didn't, after all, she has to be a psula. So Kanzan Shitaka, anyway, doesn't have to be a psula now, she had to be a psula years ago when she got married. But point is, the Maisa, she didn't go into shul, so the get was effective. Both the gitten were now chal, therefore he doesn't have any bias at all. Says the Gemara, and now this is going to be the final akimt in the Gemara. El chod omala harizegitech amanas shaloi tomis chavertech. He says to wife number one, this is a get on the condition that the first one does not die. Ulechod omala, and to wife number one, he says harizegitech amanas ekonis ani lebeis hakneses, that it's a good get on the condition that I, the Kohen Gadol, go into shul. So how does that help? So, says he what? Oh, see, what is going to explain? The imaisaha kaimaha. If wife number one dies, then the get was not chal. The get was only chal amanas shaloi tomus. Right? Amanas shaloi tomus. So if wife number one dies, the get wasn't chal, and therefore he has baruch Hashem kaimaha. He has wife number two. The imaisaha. What happens if wife number two dies? Kaimaha. Then the first wife is still alive, Baruch Hashem. So either way, he has one wife. I may ikal meima, but maybe Dilma maisa chaverta the palgi de avoida the oved le avoida le mafreya, which was the kasha that we asked on the Omid Aleph. He gave a get amanas shaloi tomus, that the shaloi tomus chavertech. And what happened? Until 12 o'clock, she was alive and kicking, and therefore we assumed that the get was a good get on wife number two, Kushloi Thomas, she didn't die. He only has one bias. And then guess what happened? Then she died. So now, Igloi Miltzalam Afreya, that he had two wives that entire morning. Says the Gemara, you know, if what happens with that, if he hears a report that wife number two is about to die, cut him, Eo. He says, I don't have time. Hold her, give her a respirator, make sure she continues breathing for the next 2 minutes. Cut him, Eo. By the basic masses, he immediately runs into shul. By running to shul, Meshavale Gita de Ha Gita Lema Freya. And so therefore, he will have gotten a get from wife number one, Lema Freya. That's why he said.
Same problem though.
What's the same problem?
Because at the time when you're doing the avoider, you still in theory have two baths.
How do you have two batim?
She's married to him unless this harigitech shaloi tomus.
Shaloi tomus chavertech.
Okay, so we're assuming that when he's doing the avoid like a tchila, wife number one is his wife.
We assume the wife number one is his wife because she baruch Hashem, she's alive and kicking and she's around, and so therefore automatically automatically wife number two was not a wife because the get's condition was fulfilled. I mean, actually, Thomas, she didn't die, and therefore, wife number two is out of the picture.
Get number two is not fulfilled.
Right.
She was his wife, Lamafrey, also.
Exactly.
So, he's in the middle of the avoider.
And what happened?
And he had two wives.
Okay, so that was Imara's kasha. Says Imara, if he sees a wife number one is about to die.
Wait a minute.
If wife number one is about to die, then. One second. If wife number one is about to die, then we have our problem. Because if Shitaka does die at 12 o'clock, then for the last 6 hours, he's been married to two wives. Because the whole get of wife number two was only amanas that she doesn't die. But now that it turns out that she did die, so then the get was never a get. but the get was never a get, then all the avoidas he did in the morning were with two batim. Says the Gemara, how do I cure that problem? I cure that problem by, if the Kohen Gadol sees that wife number one is about to die, they go and tell him, did you hear your wife is never a cardiac arrest? Did you hear? Oh, yo, yo. Schnell, he runs into shul. By running into shul, what happens? Then he was never married to wife number one the entire Yom Kippur. Why wasn't he married to number one? Because the get on number one was almanas she'ekones lebeis haknesses. It will be chal if I go into shul. And he went into shul. So the get was chal already from Erev Yom Kippur. So the whole morning he wasn't married to wife number one. And the get on wife number two won't be mekuyim, because the whole get was only menashe loy tamas. But ultimately she did die. So therefore the get was not chal. So he will have only been married to wife number two in the morning. He won't have been married to wife number one in the morning. You're not happy, Simcha.
I mean, you flip it around, you'll understand my question.
If you flip it around, you flip it around. But that's the Gemara's Kimta, not the Gemara's. And that's the Gemara's end. So we're done with all.
He was a base of Knesset on the Harabayas. He didn't have to run.
He didn't have to run to Geula. It's a Mayashurim, right? Okay. And with this, Rabbi Sai, we have concluded all of the Talmudic mental acrobatics to try to figure out what was Rabbi Yehuda's Hechatimtzes, Mamish Moiridik. And our Mishnah just says that Rabbi Yehuda says, Maskinen Loi Isha Acheres. So we thought, okay, another way. It's got to be with two Gittin. He has to go and be Koinis or the Ganze Geschäft. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to get off now a little bit on a tangent. The Gemara is going to ask, Maskav Ravasi, V'isei Merav Avir. You said on the Omer Aleph that since the definition of the word beisoy means one wife, and it's got to be a full-fledged wife, meaning erusem nisun, but it's got to be one wife. We know that it says in the parsha of Yibum that it's got to be one bayis. Where do I know that it has to be one bayis? Shtei techem posik kochel yeyos leish asher lo yivne es beis. So it says a lashon of bayis. What happens if a person passes away without children and he leaves two wives? Maybe that's the reason why he passed away. But anyway, from the ma'isa, he left over two wives, and both of them, of course, are yevamis. He can only be miyabim one of them, or choylitz one of them. He can't go and take both. But there is a chiyuv of yevam. Frank Dimara, maybe there shouldn't be a chiyuv of yevam at all, because maybe the Torah says only when there's a beisoy echad, not when he has two batim. He has to try batim. He has two wives. Maybe there shouldn't be lo yisyam. There shouldn't be a din of yevam at all. Says Dimara. However, it says in the pasuk Yivimtoi, Yivimtoi. It says Yivimtoi twice. What does it say in the Yivimtoi twice? Shteit in pasuk Vim Leyachbe to Ish Lekachas Es Yivimtoi. Va'olze Yivimtoi Hashara. What do you have to have Yivimtoi again? Vim Leyachbe to Ish Lekachas Yivimtoi. Va'olze Hashara. Why is it Va'olze Yivimtoi? Since the Torah says Yivimtoi twice, it comes to be marv is such a case with a taka two or more yevamais. When there's more than just one wife, when there are two, three, four, five, that's what the yevamai taka comes to neutralize that kasha.
Fault yevam or not?
So then there would be a din of yevam.
Even if two wives, you still fault yevam.
You still fault yevam 100%. Even if there are 100 wives, yeah, fault yevam. You're not supposed to have more than four. But even if you have 10 wives, you do four yevam. But only one of them can you meet. You can't be miyabam more than one. And even if they're 12 brothers, you can only be miyabam one, and that patters all the rest. Mechu will learn it mezechti yevamis. Frayti mar maskul ravina v'isay merav avsharvia el miyat arusaloi tisyabam. We learn that there is a din of yevam even min ha'erusin, even though the wife only had Eirusin, there's still a din of Yibam. Why? Since the Torah says, Beisoy, Kochios Ishla Yivne is Beisochit, and we said in the Omer Aleph, the Beisoy means it has to be a consummated marriage. He's only an Arusa, there shouldn't be a din of Yibam. A Kenusa. The word consummated, Kenusa may be related. But the point is, a Kenusa dik a marriage, Meta Chuppa, and you're saying even an Arusa, and we have to Arusa like this, yeah, and for the Gemara, it said in the Pasuk, Leisiyah Eishas Ameis, Hachutza Leishzar, Lerabis Esu Arusa. Where do I see from the word Achutza? So Pashup Shad, you have an extra word, Achutza. It could just simply say, Leisiyah Eishas Ameis, Leishzar. What's that? Chutza comes to be marbe and arusa. That's the pshat. However, the Masoidus Hashas on the side brings from Rashi in Yevamis a much better pshat. What's the much better pshat? We dash in a zoy. Parsha pshat is loisia eishes hameis. She should not go hachutza outside leizar tziafremda, but rather she should go and marry her yavam. That's the parsha pshat. By the way, Rashi learns in Masechta Yevamis is loisia eishes hameis hachutza. The Eish is a mace that was chutz until now. She was never an inner marriage woman, wife. She was always an external wife. Why was she an external wife? Because there was never kenusa. She was only Eirisin. Look at the top of Masoris Hashas.
Yeah, because they used to live by their parents until then.
Atazoi, exactly. I am Peter Shash, Yivom Azir Gimel. The chutz mashma chitzoina shlineskar v'adayin lebiya. So it's not, like, see, Eish is a mace. Kama. Hachutzel Ishzar. Loisia Eish Ameis Hachutza Kama Ishzar. The Eish Ameis who was only Achutza Dika, Achitzoinas Dika, because she was never a Pnimius Dika wife. She was only as Achitzoinas Dika wife. She should be Zatler Abis Zerus. Hashin Abshat and Rashi Abzathi Bab. Okay. Zeir Shai. Tan Rabbi. So now, the Gabba or Rabbi Cohen mentioned before, what's the Tan? The Kohen Gudel is an Oinen because his wife passed away. So now we're going to deal with these issues. Kohen Gudel, Makrav Oinen. What happens if you have a Kohen Gudel became an Oinen? He is Makrav, he continues to bring the Kabbanis. In fact, he's a Psukim in the very beginning of Parashas Emor, where the Pasuk says that even though the Kohen Gudel Nebuch lost a very close family member, La'aviv uli'imoy lo yitamo, u'min amikdash lo yeitzay, lo yichalis es olikov, but rather he should continue to gezuntai, he should do the avoida. Even this is, of course, the difference between a kohen gudel and a kohen hedjet. A kohen hedjet, one of his close family members, he's not allowed to do the avoida, and oinein is possible to do avoida. But the kohen gudel, the Torah said beferish punk fakert, he should continue doing the avoida. And of course, we see in the times of Aharon HaKohen, that was the first case. But ein oichel, that was the Aharon HaKohen by the day of the first day of the Mishkan. Never he became takan oinein because of these kids, but he continued being makar avoida. Ein oichel, but he didn't eat because Aninus, only the din of Kohen Gudel only trumps the din of Avoida Baninus, but it doesn't take away the Isser of eating Baninus. How do I know there's
and
an Isser?
Yom Kippur is no mitzvah.
We're going to talk about Yom Kippur in a moment. We'll talk about it in a moment. Right now we're talking about Algemein. Kohen Gudel throughout the year, he's Makrav Oinon, the Ein Oichel, but he can't eat from the Karm. Why can't he eat from the Karm? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you're not allowed to eat from Kochim Baninus, but we have a Pusik Bamaser Shiny. It says in the Pusik Maaser Shaini, Lo yachalti v'oini mimani. Machdach kal v'choyim, machdach Maaser Shaini, which doesn't have a high degree of Kedusha. Trum, which is much higher, and Kodshim even more high. Then Avada, the din of the yachalti, applies to Kodshim. Anyway, so Aninus does not cancel Avoida, but it cancels eating from the carp. So that's the Tanakam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Hayom. Rabbi Yehuda says Agamze Tok. Now it's not clear. Those are the Gemara's kasha. It's not clear from Yehuda Vos meant Kol Hayom. Does it mean we have to continue learning this Gemara Agamze Tok? My Kol Hayom. It's Omer Rava. Loi Nitzricha El Lavioi Mitoich Beisai. Rava says something fascinating. Rava says, what happens if the Kohen Gudel was at home, and at that time he heard that Nebuch, his father, his mother, his sister, his brother, his wife, whatever passed away, he becomes an Oinein. So we said that Oinein is Makrib. Oinein is Makrib doesn't mean that if he's already on the Mizbeach being Makrib, he stays. We even tell him, Kohen Gudel, kim tahai, kim back to the Beis Hamikdash, don't stay home. What's the benefit of coming to the Beis Hamikdash? Says Rashi, lefakeach tzaroi. The Kohen Gudel, after all, is a human being. Nebuch, a close family member, just passed away. He must Nebuch be crying and very upset. Says Rava, we tell him, forget about your aninos, forget about your situation, come to within, go back to work, and therefore you'll focus your attention on the avoida, and hopefully with that...
Exactly.
He shouldn't go and sit at home and Nebuch wail on his loss, but rather, come to Rhein and do avoida. It's only a bite.
Back to the parsha, because Yehuda went to shear sheep when he was.
He went to shear sheep.
Became an avo.
Right, for that reason.
Well, it doesn't make sense. Why should he go to shear?
But now the answer is because.
Yeah, now because.
Oh, very good.
Something that is.
Dr. Goldfarb, excellent. It's only a bite. Hashul the Reb Yehuda. You don't mean this Yehuda, right? Hashul the Reb Yehuda. Afuki mafkinen lei. The sign you imen makrib al gabi hamizbech. B'shama shemais lei meis. Many chavados beyoytzei. The Reb Yehuda. I'm in it. Reb Yoytzei. I'm a yigmar. Lama endikin. Ve'atam is my sinu mitoich beisai. So the Gemara is saying is al pisvara. What you just said now, Rava, doesn't shim with Reb Yehuda. Because we find a similar case by a Kohen Hedjet. What does it say by a Kohen Hedjet? By a Kohen Hedjet, it says that if he's an Oinen, he should not do the Avoida. What happens if he happens to be smack in the middle of the Avoida? Nebuchadnezzar, he heard that one of his close Mishpacha members passed away. Do we tell him, finish off and then leave? Or do we say, no, stop in the middle of whatever you're doing? There's a machloek between Reb Yehuda and Reb Yosi. So, which day in the bright? So, you have a kohen hedyot being makrev on the mizbech. And Nebuchadnezzar heard someone passed away. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you should drop everything. And say, Rabbi say, I cannot continue, get another kohen to take over. And he leaves immediately, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he should finish whatever he's in the middle of, and then he should leave. So we see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I am machmir by aninus, that I tell him, leave, don't even finish what you're in the middle of. You're in the middle of doing this Rikas Adam, stop! Let some other kohen finish off the avodah, arose. Aha. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. I see legabe hilchois aninus, in that case, he's machmir, don't continue. And here we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda is so mekel that if he hasn't even started, we tell him, go and start baninus. L'choyre, that's azasvoros afuchos. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, six lines from the bottom. Hash Rabbi Yehuda afukim afkinle lehedyot. Oinon, afil hischil b'avoyda. If he started the avoyda, we tell him, stop. Almer Yehuda b'akrobes aninus l'chumra. He goes mit chumras. He says, no, don't do more than you got. For a bonnet, the cool, and they make us, so no, you can continue on. The guy be Kohen Gadol, the Chlifa Shutosim. Now, when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, we say, just like if I cared, that he says, Kohen Gadol, keep the Ran, do as much as avoid as possible. And why the.
Because what do
they do? What did the Rabbanan hold? The Rabbanan say, no, he should stay at home. If he hasn't started, when did the Torah say he shouldn't do that? The Kohen Gadol may do the avoida. It says in the Pasuk, Omen Amikdosh Lo Yetzei. If he's in the middle of avoid, he doesn't leave. But it's mashva, say the Rabbanan, but if he's at home, stay at home. Don't come in to go and do the avoida. So you see, it's svara safuchais. Avad, he's talking about Kohen Hed, he's talking about Kohen Gadol. Avad. But else the svara, else the approach, what do I hold? Is it a good idea to let the Kohen Gadol or the Kohen Hedyot finish and do as much as possible? Or do I minimize whatever I can? By the Kohen Hedyot, he says minimize, he's in the middle, stop. By the Kohen Gadol, we say maximize, even though you're not in the middle, you're at home. Kup terayin, come on, schnell, put on your big tekuna. See, Gemara holds that svara safuchais. Everything Gemara. Ella Marava.
No.
I'm sorry? Is this okay?
During a whole year?
Oh, we're talking about a whole year. Elo Marava, my Yoim, Kalayoim. Punkt feket. But Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, he should not be Oivet Kalayoim. In other words, go back to Tanakam, it said, you're not allowed to eat. Says Rabbi Yehuda, because of the fact that you're not allowed to eat, don't let him go and work the whole day, because if he's going to do a lot of avoid, even though mi'ikradin, he's allowed to, my gzeira is, if he's going to continue doing avoid, he might come to eat, he's not allowed to eat, therefore, stop him. We're not talking about Yom Kippur yet. Now we're talking about throughout the year. Every day other than Yom Kippur, he's in the middle of doing the Avodah, he heard Meis Le Mes, Mitzat Ikra, then he's allowed at work as a Ganze Tog, so to be able to know, stop. When he finishes one Avodah, we should tell him, Keitzah Heim, because I'm afraid he might come to eat, and Maturuch Lishas. Good, so that's the Nupshat. And the Essen and the Heim at the Essen, tuna fish sandwiches.
Don't leave. You have to continue.
So he continued the void. But there, he was allowed to go and eat because it was a Rosh Shah. The Ganze Maisa, if it was a regular carb, he would have not been able to. Because of the Inyan of this Achila, we made a Gzeira. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu Goyze? Because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't the time of Chazal. Chazal made a Gzeira that if a Kohen Gadol is ever involved in the middle of the void, when Chas V'Shalom someone passes away, says Rabbi Yehuda, don't allow him to finish off the whole day. He should go and finish off whatever avoid is in the middle of. But afterwards you say, Zagizim, Tatzluch Rabbah, Koltiv, Ketzahayim, because we're afraid that it might come lead day Achila, and Yeturach Meshasim. So therefore, Gzeri Shem Yechel.
By Anan, there was no other Kanan but the three Anan.
Right.
Who was going to do the avoid if not them?
Oh, there, good.
Amalei
Rav Adi Bar Ahava L'Rava. Umigaza Rabbi Yehuda Shema Yoichel. Are we worried about Shema Yoichel? But now let's get back to our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Af Ish Acheres Maskin and Loi Shema Thomas Ishtoi. Maybe his wife is going to go and die. Freiti Mora the Maisa Ishtoi Ovid Avoida V'loi Gaza Rabbi Yehuda Shema Yoichel. After all, it's Rabbi Yehuda that's so worried about this dying business. According to Rabbanan, not even worried that anybody's going to die. Maskin Loi Ish Acheres. But it's Rabbi Yehuda that's worried about Chas V'Shalom potential death. And therefore, Maskin Loi Ish Acheres. Reb Simcha, if you don't mind, let's first understand the Gemara Nuchlim Et Tifrei. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Says Rabbi Bar Ahava to Rava, I don't understand. You're telling me this noob shot in Kol HaYom HaKodesh Rabbi Yehuda. That what? That don't allow him to continue doing doing avoida. You have another 5 minutes, yeah, but after that, send them home. I'm worried about Shema Yoichal. Why? And our Mishnah talks about that if the Kohen Gadol is doing the avoida, maybe his wife will die. So maskin loy isha cheres. How is that going to help? The Maise Ishtoi, he continues doing avoida. The same Rabbi Yehuda should go and say, even if I'm maskin alai isha cheres, it doesn't help. I have to be mesalik this kohen gadol. I have to go and take a new kohen gadol because I had the gezeira shema yoichal. Maybe he's going to go and eat and as the chanoinen. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says we don't allow him to do the avoda kol hayoyim because he might come liday achila. Zeyman doch that Rabbi Yehuda is not goyzer that an oinen is going to come liday achila. So that your whole svara falls away. After the Gemara, Oin is not allowed to eat from Kudishim.
From
Kodesh. From Malay, so the Gemara gives a very simple teretz. The simple teretz is, how can you compare? Nobody's eating anything. Not that they're not eating Kodeshim. They're not eating anything. Sachim Kippur. I don't have to worry about the fact that since he continues doing the avodah baninus, maybe he's going to come lidei achila. He's not going to come lidei achila whether he's anointed or whether he's not anointed. Avada, sechadam poshe, sechadam yom kippur. Ha'acha, but throughout the year, dekuli alma achli, everybody's eating their sandwiches and they're eating all kudishim. So therefore, this gezeira of Chazal that an oinen should not continue working only applies throughout the year. It doesn't apply on yom kippur. A very, very svaradik teretz. But now the Gemara goes back to our Gemara of before. Frank, the Gemara, you asked the kasher of Adabar Ahava, asked the kasher and Rava, Umi Gozer Behuda Shema Yoichal, he is an Oinen. Frank, the Gemara, has Nishkan Oinen. V'chi Gai Gavna, Michaila Leia Ninas. The whole kasher is Chal Salib Der Behuda that holds Kol Ayoim, and he's an Oinen. How is he going to do Avoida? He's not an Oinen. Why is he not an Oinen? His wife died.
It's his ex-wife.
Why is his ex-wife? What was the get out tonight? That I'm going to go into shul. And as soon as he sees his wife is about to die, he rushes schnell into shul.
So now, when she died,
she was no longer his wife. So therefore, he was no longer an oinen. If there's no oinen, the whole kasha doesn't even start. He's an oinen, he won't be able to eat. He's not an oinen. He's a gorush. And the wife died after the get. But through the Miloi Mitra, doesn't have the tirda. So what difference does it make he has a tirda? In other words, the fact that his wife was a wife for 50 years, okay, technically he's not an oinen, but it still bothers him, he still has that tzar. So boss says he has a tzar. Zokta Chirashi, he won't be able to eat from the kodshim if he has b'tzar. Because the Torah says, L'chonisatim l'moshcha. L'moshcha means k'derech shemolochem oichle mit'asimcha mit'afray. If Nebuch is Torah, he's just like an oinen, he won't be able to eat. And nevertheless, we say he should continue the avodah. And that was the kasha of Adabar Hava as to Rava.